It's been just over a year since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states can legalize sports gambling, but it was happening before that and since then.
Some estimates put the illegal U.S. sports wagering market at upward of $100 billion annually.
Aisha Molino is with MGM Resorts International, which owns the Cleveland-area racino now called MGM Northfield. She says MGM handles $1 billion in sports wagers each year across the country. And Molino told members of the House Finance Committee it's time for Ohio to join the seven states that have legalized it.
This illegal market has capitalized on enormous consumer demand while offering no protections to consumers, athletes, or sporting events, and providing no revenue to state taxpayers.
Casinos maintain that sports wagering is a low-margin business and that they can even lose money, but that it brings people in, boosting revenue from video slots and table games, restaurants, and other offerings. Those who've studied gambling have different answers, not just on whether Ohio should legalize sports wagering, but how.
I believe, based on the 2009 constitutional amendment, that sports gambling is legal today in the state of Ohio in the four casinos.
That's Rob Walgate with the Ohio Roundtable, a conservative group which opposes casino gambling.
I don't think the casinos are authorized to do it. I mean, they're definitely not authorized under the statute and the constitutional amendment.
That's Republican State Senator Bill Coley, who's also the president of the National Council of Legislators from Gaming States. While Walgate and Coley disagree on whether sports gambling is legal in Ohio right now, they agree that state lawmakers should make some rules for it. A bill in the Senate would put sports betting with the Casino Control Commission, while a House bill would put it with the Lottery Commission. That's important because with the Senate bill, it would be in casinos and racinos only, while in the House bill, it would be in those locations and fraternal and veterans organizations, and maybe someday expanded to lottery vendors, such as bars, restaurants, and even grocery stores. Walgate sued the state in 2011 over the legality of racinos, but a court ruled his group didn't have legal standing to sue. But he says there could be trouble for the state this time around, too.
If they're going to put it under the Lottery Commission, I think you may see some litigation rear its head from some bar owners, from some restaurant owners, from some bowling alley owners that say, wait a minute, we want a piece of the action.
But more important to some is the opportunity for sports gambling online or via mobile devices, which is allowed in 9 states. Ohio lawmakers have been meeting with players in that space, including Jeff Ifra, the founder of the online gaming trading organization Idea Growth.
When regulators or legislators pass sports betting with an intent on raising a certain amount of revenue, they really don't fully understand that if they don't offer mobile, it's very unlikely they're going to achieve their revenue goals.
Republican Representative Dave Greenspan, a sponsor of the House bill, says it will now spell out that sports gambling online will be allowed.
Ohio is often criticized as being a lagger in adopting new and emerging issues or addressing issues. We are actually on the forefront of this.
But Walgate says he thinks online sports gambling is dangerous, especially when it comes to paying for it.
I don't know if the government can set a parameter legally that says you can only accept these types of transactions when it comes to cash. The business can set forth that, but does the government have the authority to tell business what forms of payment they can and cannot accept?
The Ohio Lottery allows credit cards for all its games, but there is a daily limit of $100 per card. By contrast, most states don't allow customers to use credit cards at casino games, but they can use ATMs inside casinos for cash advances. This House bill does say that only people over 21 would be able to legally bet on sports, though lottery games can be played by people over 18. The bill would also include a 10% state tax after winners and federal taxes are paid. And as with other Ohio lottery games, profits would go to education. Senator Bill Coley estimates that could be more than $1 billion a year, doubling what the lottery now raises for schools. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.